Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
This is the audio log of Doug Eiffel, communications officer aboard the USS Hephaestus Station orbiting Red Dwarf Star Wolf 359. I'm here just outside one of our primary airlocks, and we're about to go outside. Why are we going outside? Well, funny story. See, a couple of days ago, it came to my attention that our stick-in-the-mud, insufferable commander keeps a diary. A diary with all kinds of intense security protocols built into the lock, so I kind of grabbed it and was taking it by the workshop, and, well, yada yada yada, it's now floating in outer space. I have about 2 hours before she notices it's gone and kills me, so if this tape shows up in my murder trial, you'll know why I made this recording. But that won't happen, because, you guys, 2 hours is so much time. It's like an acre of time. It's an Empire State Building amount of... Sorry. Focus. Actually do the thing. Okay. So step one, assemble the spacesuit. I've never actually worn one of these things before, but they can't be that hard to put together, right? I mean, the legs go here, and the arms go here, and then this hole is... Wow. What is this hole for? Okay, maybe the head goes... Maybe this is where the arms... No. You know what, guys? I think this is one of those let's try it out kind of problems. What's the worst that could happen? Okay. So, slight complications. Turns out that there are a lot of parts that are stretchy, but also a lot of parts that aren't so stretchy and jagged. Why are there so many jagged parts? What possible purpose could there be for jagged parts on the inside of a... Oh, actually... Wow, I guess I'm not sure this is even really the inside, but that shouldn't matter, right? I mean, if something's waterproof on one side, it's waterproof on the other. Right? All right, hang on a sec. I think I got this. I don't got this! I repeat, I totally don't got this! Ow, ow, ow! I can't feel my leg! Get it off! Okay, hang on a second. I think I just need to take a moment and think this... through. No, you know what? I think I'm overthinking this. I think I just need to dive right in. Okay, I think I have thought about this exactly the right amount. Aha! And now, if I'm not mistaken, all I have to do is turn this knob and that should do- Ow! Ow! Oh! Turn it off! Why do we even have that knob? Victory! I've done it! I finally managed to get every single part of the spacesuit off! Whew! Wow! Who knew this could be so complicated? So, maybe I should get a manual and try again, but it's okay. I've still totally got 14 minutes! I think it may be time for Plan B. I think it may be time for Plan C. I think it may be time to panic because I don't have any more plans. No, wait. I have the perfect plan. Never thought I'd be grateful for the extra journals in the storage room. Okay, day 114. Eiffel was great. I really appreciate him. I need to lighten up, like, a lot. Okay, bye. Seamless. What could possibly go... So many things went wrong. She somehow saw through my forgery. My face hurts. Lots of things hurt. And the worst part is, as punishment, I've been assigned a grueling 30-day work detail. Outside the station. In the spacesuit. Why?
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
It begins, as terrible things often do, with a knife.
People of Herta, chosen children of the night, a lost soul has come to us.
I'm not sure if I can do this.
It's always better if you just do it quick.
You came to St. Kilda to escape your past, but the past isn't so easy to outrun.
You always say you're changing, but underneath you're just the same.
She was a child, Lockie.
You liar!
Did you really believe this community would accept you?
I think you're meant to be here.
A little bird told me that you're a liar.
All of this, it comes with a cost, Lockie.
Did you really believe you could find redemption?
The time for excuses is over.
The Secret of St. Kilda, available wherever you get your podcasts. Listen to Season 1 now, and remember, there is no change without sacrifice.